The next morning. Early, just at sunrise, Berenice and I visited the docks. We watched the royal zookeepers carry a cage down the ramp with a new lioness and her two mewing cubs inside. They were captured last month far up the Nile and brought to Alexandria. Word is that Julius Caesar himself has requested them to battle as gladiators. I am pleased that Puzo is spared forever from this horrible amusement. Also on the barge was a baby baboon, an orphan apparently. Berenice thought it looked so sweet swinging from its cage that she has taken it from the zoo back to the palace. I do love this sister, but she is not very imaginative. What did she name her little pet? Baboon. That is it. Berenice might be beautiful, but she would not make an interesting queen.
Cleopatra cannot stop thinking about being queen. She seems pretty serious. Cleopatra thinks Berenice is not evil like Tryphaena. However, she seems to find her a little boring. But no matter how much better qualified Cleopatra is, the fact is that if their father died, the crown would get passed on to each of her sisters before coming to her. Let's start reading again at the last paragraph of page 23. It begins, "In the early evening."
In the early evening, I went to the royal stables. Bucephalus, my beautiful white Arabian, stomped in her stall when she saw me. I have not ridden her in 2 weeks, and I miss her. I named her after King Alexander's war horse, which carried him into battle as far as India. When Bucephalus died, Alexander built a magnificent city to surround the tomb.